As many of you know, Tino Galluzzo and the White Gallery have had a real tight relationship with Robin Hood Radio ever since we came on the air 10 or 11 years ago. And we've followed all the different shows. There is a new artist that will be showing. I'm using the term wrong. There's an artist that hasn't shown there before that is opening up. And the show is opening up at the White. It's called Into the Light. And it opens up on May 25th. There'll be an artist reception, by the way, on May 26th from 5 till 7 p.m. to meet Ira Barkoff. Ira, hello.
Hi, Miles.
This is your first showing at the White Gallery, is it not?
Yes. I mean, I live in Cornwall. I've been in this area for 30 years. I love the landscape here. And I've been showing in Kent most of those years and all over the U.S., actually. Right. But this is my first show in Lakeville at in the White Gallery.
Well, for people that have not seen your work, how would you best describe it?
Well, I love nature. So when I look at nature, I have an emotional response. And that's why I moved up to this area from New York City many years ago, because I love the landscape. So when I paint, I don't copy the landscape. It's all imaginary. And it's simply an emotional response to what I see.
I was going to say, what you're looking at as you're painting transfers, once your eyes grasp it, it goes into your mind. You then put your representation, your feelings on the canvas.
Exactly. I mean, I don't copy nature because who would be interested in that? You can really take a photograph if you want to copy nature. I'm interested in looking at a tree and how that tree makes me feel. That's what I like to express.
So now, let me ask a question. What got you into becoming an artist and painting like this?
Well, I've been painting and drawing since I was about 6 years old. Okay. So it's a long time ago. It's just, that's all I'm good at, really.
Well, so. Well, it's funny you say that, because I've been painting and drawing since I've been 6 years old, and that's why I'm in radio.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, you know, I think everybody has a creative side. It's just a question of whether you can take that creative side where it connects with other people. I think that's the talent that artists like you have, where, you know, everybody's got some sort of creative talent in them, but then you have to be able to connect that with other people, and that's the unique ability that you possess.
Well, I mean, I'd like people to look at my work and to enjoy it, to feel good about it, to be inspired by it, whatever, as long as they're pleased. I mean, I don't paint for other people. I paint for myself, of course. All artists do, but I'm very pleased when somebody responds to my work.
Well, it's interesting. How many pieces do you have set curated for this show?
I don't know. I think there are about 12, 14 pieces in the show.
I always ask this of artists. The first time you're going to show, this is the first time you're going to show at the White Gallery, is there something that popped to your mind right away that said, yeah, this is something I definitely want to show there the first time?
That's a hard question.
Okay.
No, nothing really. I just, this represents the body of my work, and that's what counts.
You know, when I speak to artists, because what I do on the radio, I take the body of the work of what I do, whether they're interviews or whether it's live on scene or anything like that. Has your style changed? I mean, I've over the years started as a rock and roll disc jockey. I now am more into talk, information, interviews. I've developed other talents. Has your style developed like that since you've become serious about this and out there to where you are now? Have you changed a little bit at all? Developed?
Absolutely. I mean, as you grow as an artist, your style, your ideas, are going to change. And I teach at Washington Art Association in Washington Depot, Connecticut. And that's helped me evolve and change along with my students, because their work is inspirational for me as well as my work is inspirational for them. So it's a back and forth. But I started out being, very, I was an impressionist painter for a long time. I painted outdoors, plein air. But now I paint from my imagination, and it's all my studio. And so it's changed. Essentially, though, I feel that even when I was 5 years old, it looks something that looks that you can see at five, you can still see.
I was going to say you can probably now take a look at a picture of something of some spectacular scene outside, and then once again put that into your imagination and make it work.
Absolutely, I remember when I was about 10, I was in a summer camp, and I was lying on a hillside and I was looking up at the sky, and I thought these clouds are so beautiful. Even at 10 years old, is the way I thought. So these skies are so beautiful, I want to remember them forever. So, of course, I can't, but I know that that's how the emotional reaction to the sky is what counts.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned this. Well, by the way, we're speaking right now with Ira Markoff, who's going to open up at the White Gallery in Lakeville, Connecticut on May 25th. By the way, there's an artist reception on the 26th from 5 till 7. But it's interesting you mentioned the sky, because when Tino sent me a note, he said that you'll be showcasing Sky Earth and also your forest series as part of the show.
Well, I live in the forest. I live in Cornwall. I live in the forest. And I'm influenced by it. I see it every day. And I, even though I don't paint the trees literally, I don't paint each tree or any specific tree. I'm so influenced by my environment that the spiritual quality of the forest is what intrigues me and what I hope to project, to paint.
It was funny listening to you talk and then looking at some of the things. I don't know how old you are, Ira. I'm 65. We moved out of this New York City when I was just a little kid to, West Cornwall. It's on the Sharon side, but it's...
I'm older than you, by the way.
Okay. And then I see that you were influenced when you went to the Catskills. I went to the Catskills as a kid a lot. And it's funny how people can go to an area and pull different things out of it and then bring it back later on in their lives, where it really does lay the groundwork for what they're going to do later on in their life.
It's part of their experience.
Yeah, it's part of life's experience. But I think that's one of the great things when you're an artist, how you can take life experiences and then create something, and then somebody else gets to take that life experience and what you've created, and it becomes part of their life experience.
Hopefully, yeah. And that you create your own world, and that's the great thing about being an artist.
Well, once again, the White Gallery, which is right opposite, really basically almost opposite the post office in Lakeville, for the first time, featuring Ira Barkoff, and once again, it opens up on May 25th. But the opening reception is May 26th from 5 until 7. It is called Into the Light, featuring the Sky Earth series and Forest series. Ira, welcome to the White Gallery.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your conversation.